I'm going to invite some of the men to come, and we're going to prepare to celebrate the gospel together as believers. Our focus needs to come back always to the gospel. And we need to allow this to shape who we are and what our lives look like. The gospel is the truth we believe. It's the truth that sets us free. But the gospel is our mandate of how to live. And so our lives ought to look consistent with the gospel. So as we take bread and juice and we recognize Jesus, God from all eternity, became human, came down to this planet to die in our place, to take things he didn't deserve on himself, to pay the price in full, out of love, in sacrifice for others. That should shape us. How am I today living a self-sacrificial life out of love and service to others, laying down my own rights in humility through love, serving, pursuing unity, pursuing gospel unity, transformational unity? Consider the gospel. Rejoice in the fact that Jesus gave himself for you. And we can never repay that. We can never earn that. We can never merit that. We can never become worthy of that. But we can live in step with it. We can live in line with it. So as we reflect on what Jesus did for us, let's reflect together on how am I living this out, this pattern that Jesus modeled for us of gospel living. We receive it as a free gift. Jesus gives it to us. He paid the price. He gives it to us for free. How are we extending that to the people around us? Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks. We'll receive together. Reminders of the gospel. Jesus, thank you for taking my place on the cross, bearing my shame, paying my price. Making a way for me to be reconciled to a holy God who loves us that much. Thank you. As we receive today a gift from your hand, and we take it into ourselves, Lord, I pray that the gospel that we believe would transform our hearts so that we would begin to walk more and more in step with the gospel. That our lives as citizens of heaven would come into line with the heavenly kingdom, with your heavenly motives. What brings you joy? The lengths you would go to save a wretch like me. Thank you for the gospel. Help us to receive the gospel and help us to live it out today and every day, we ask. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new inside. Drink.